Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm doing so well. I missed you guys last week. I was in St. George to the Sheriff's Association Conference, got some great training down there, came back ready to take on the world.
Of course you did.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
You know what? I think that that's one of the greatest things about the Carbon County Sheriff's Department is that you guys continuously are going to different trainings and having different workshops and always furthering your knowledge and keeping up with technology and things that need to be done.
So a lot of people don't realize, but a law enforcement officer is required to receive a minimum of 40 hours of training every year to maintain their certification. And so we try to do that plus a lot more just to stay on top of things because things change all the time and different protocols and different the ways of the world changes, you know, and so we want to stay on top of that. Learned a lot about the border security from the Pima County Sheriff in Arizona. He was there and he told us a lot about the border security and the issues they face, and we're very grateful that we're not a border state.
Oh, yeah.
There's just lots of issues with that and lots of challenges, and search and rescue is utilized often for people that are trying to illegally migrate to our country, and it's a big tax burden. It's an expense, but you know, we have to do what we have to do to save people. So.
Right. Well, Sheriff, we have got some weird weather right now. It has been that time of the year where the forecast will say there's a 0% chance of rain, and all of a sudden we get this crazy 5-minute downpour that causes floodings, and then it stops and it's done. There's more to come.
So it depends on how you look at things. I believe everything travels in cycles, and we have not had a lot of rain this late summer and early fall yet. And usually by now we've had those monsoonal rains and it's been here. I think it's coming, and I think it'll be here later. And you know, the kicker is the temperatures, that comes when it's cold, you're going to get a lot of snow. So we'll see how that goes. But with this weekend's weather, there is a storm coming. It's working its way up through Arizona. I don't know what it's going to bring, but just want to remind everyone, now is the time, if you think you have flood issues, to start mitigating that. Get your sandbags out. Get things ready. The weather's calling for rain Saturday, Sunday, and Monday next week. But not Friday. Friday's going to be
Friday.
A good day.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
So, but yeah, make sure that if you have those issues, take care of them now. Make sure your gutters are clean. Make sure that everything's not channeled towards your window wells in your basement. You know, everything slopes away from your house. And now's the time to do the sandbags if you need them, rather than wait until the rain's here and you're scrambling around trying to get the sandbags.
Right.
Also, this week is the opener of the muzzleloader season. So I just want to remind everyone, have a great time out there muzzleloader hunting. Just be safe and keep in mind, temperatures are warm in the valley, cold in the mountains. Be prepared for extreme drops in temperature at nighttime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's cold in the mountains during the day in some spots. So once the sun goes down, it's really cold.
Well, we've seen snow on our mountains already, and I'm sure there's probably still some up there in some of the shady areas from these storms, and there may be snow there this weekend. So be prepared. Make sure your vehicles are ready to go. Make sure you have your chains, your mud tires, all that stuff. You're going to need that if you're going in the mountains this weekend. So
exactly. And, of course, as always, the Carbon County Sheriff's Search and Rescue is available if the service is needed. However, it's always better to call them when it's daylight still. If you know you're going to need their assistance, don't try to be the hero and save yourself until it's 2 a.m. Call them when you know.
Yeah, we would rather be called out and then just be turned away rather than have to wait till the middle of the night and show up, and then it really creates challenges for the search. We would rather go and get you before it's too, you know, dangerous for
right.
us to do that. So
exactly. Well, thanks so much, Sheriff. I appreciate you always coming in every single week and filling us in on what's happening.
You know, and I want to give a big shout out to the folks in Moab. Sheriff White down there is doing a fabulous job, and I want to say hello to him this morning. I know he always listens to this, and just thanks to the community for all the support for law enforcement and the patience that our community has shown for us through our time of our tragic incident that happened in Wellington. That's still being investigated. We'll get that finished and get everything out to where it can be known what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's always one of the biggest things with the Sheriff's Department is the fact that you guys are constantly trying to keep the community informed.
Transparency is our goal.
Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.